kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer.
This girl is throwing a straight up tantrum like one of my kids.
I don't understand it. How could you not like what I like?
Daily struggles.
I don't want to talk to you.
Oh,
I don't even want to look in your direction.
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome back, Deontay.
Hi, Shannon.
You are freshly pottied.
I am.
Me too.
I've been drinking this, so I've been trying to get my protein drink in every morning, and somebody had told me, somebody that I work out with had told me about going to Starbucks and getting like a double shot of espresso and then mixing it with the caramel flavored protein drink.
Okay.
But even still doing that, like it, then it tastes like a, you know, caramel coffee, like an iced coffee. But even doing that, it's still like $2.50 a day. So I bought that box of concentrated coffee.
Okay.
The cold coffee.
Uh-huh.
And then I just mix 6 ounces of that with my protein drink, and it just tastes like caramel iced coffee. I know, you're not a coffee drinker.
I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm not a, how do you say it? Caramel?
Yeah.
Caramel?
I like caramel.
Okay. I'm always confused, so I tried just not to say it.
No.
Caramel?
I think you can say it either way.
I guess, but I feel like one way is really wrong, and I can never remember which way it is.
I don't know.
So I just avoid it.
Gotcha.
Did you happen to catch my Pits on Fire song that I posted last week?
I did not, but I did see.
Really?
About... It's been the craziest.
I mean, I know it was a whole minute and 2 seconds of your time. It was, it's okay.
I didn't know how long it was going
to
be.
A minute and 2 seconds.
I will listen today.
Ish.
I promise.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you to come in again.
What's funny about that is when, for whatever reason, our page doesn't come up in my feed very often.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came up and it said, I forgot to tell Deontay we needed to record, in my head, I laughed because just the day before, I was like, oh, I should probably ask Shannon if we need to record soon.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And then I asked you in that post to please come in and record something. Did you see that?
No.
Or no, you didn't even read the full post. Wow, that can't be good if the other person on this podcast doesn't bother to listen or read the things that we post.
It's been a really busy two weeks,
okay, but
Shannon.
Legitimately, there's truly no excuse for not as much time as you spend on Facebook, especially. There's no excuse that you didn't at least click on read more.
No, I did. I didn't see that part.
It was in there, unless I forgot to type it.
I think you forgot
to type it. In my brain, it's there.
Oh, well, that's helpful.
I thought it said, hey, Deontay, if you're reading this, can you please come in? And anyway,
no.
So you missed that. So whatever. It's good. I'm just going to tell you that.
Okay.
You were talking about how much you like my jeans when we were walking in.
I did. Those are cute.
You were checking out my butt.
I was.
I'm kidding. I have a lunch today.
Ooh.
A big, important lunch with this super successful lady. And I had never heard of the restaurant that we're supposed to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And I Googled it. And I'm terrified because it had $3 signs on the Google page. And that's fancier than I'm used to. I mean, I can meet anybody at the Buffalo Wild Wings or, you know, the simple place like that. But $3 signs?
That's pretty fancy.
So I had to look it up to see what could possibly cost enough to be $3 signs on Google. And they have maybe $120 caviar. And stuff like that.
Wow.
I'm not that person.
Is it like a steakhouse?
I don't know. I think it's seafood and steak mostly.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping they'll let me in the door.
Usually those places go pretty cash for lunch, so I think you're safe.
I hope so. I'm so nervous.
It's going to be great.
Okay. Thank you for the confidence that you're giving me. I appreciate it. But I know that on my way there, one thing, and this is what I typically do when I'm nervous or when I'm mad or when I just need energy for something,
mm-hmm.
I turn on my Apple Music
mm-hmm.
as loud as I can with the explicit version of the songs,
mm-hmm.
and I sing along. without the curse words, of course.
Of course.
As loudly as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that so much lately, because I spent a ton of time in my car,
right.
I have already gotten my choices for Song of Summer 2018.
Really?
Yes, I do.
This is good because I need to make a summer playlist for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I need suggestions for songs.
I'm not saying this is for the kids.
Oh.
I don't see most of these happening on Kids Bop. But I could be wrong.
Oh, so maybe I just need to see if there's an edited version.
Maybe.
The radio edit.
I mean, there's really no getting away from the message of a couple of these songs.
Oh.
But they're the ones that we're going to play are the clean versions. So if you're listening at work or if you do have kids in the car and they pick up on curse words, don't worry. There will be none of that.
Okay.
So I've picked 5 songs.
Okay.
That I think have the potential to be Song of the Summer. I was right last summer.
Okay.
Let me just say that.
Which song was that?
Well, maybe it wasn't. I think last year's Song of the Summer ended up being Despacito, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And I picked like Body of a Back Road, which was a big song. And Slow Hands, Niall Horan.
Oh, yeah.
That's still a big one, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did pretty good.
Okay.
Minus Despacito. I don't remember if I picked that or not.
I think it was already so big. I think it was just understood.
I think at that point we were kind of sick of it.
Yeah.
Well, these songs I've not really heard a lot on the radio, so okay. I don't think you're going to be sick of them yet.
Okay.
All right. So the first one is one of my favorite people in the world. I love her so much. Although I like her better without extensions in her hair. I was thinking about that yesterday when I was driving. Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
I like her when she doesn't have super duper long hair. You see her when she's doing the Fabletics stuff and her hair's shorter, maybe pulled back. And then you see her when it's time for her concert and stuff. And she's got hair that goes down to her butt.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I wish she would just be her with cute little freckles on her face.
Aww.
And short hair. I like it. But she just put out a song with Clean Bandit. Do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
Okay. They did that song with Sean Paul, Rockabye. Rockabye, baby, rockabye.
Mm-mm.
Okay. That song gets me because in the beginning of it, he says, "Daily struggles." And I don't understand why anybody would rap that. But anyway, this song's a lot better in my opinion. It's Demi Lovato with Clean Bandit, and it's called Solo.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I wanna but I'm brokenhearted. Cry, cry, cry since the day we parted. Touch, 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 but I got nobody, so I do it solo. I
love watching your face when I'm asking your opinion for something that I love because it's always so defeating. I don't know why I even try most of the time with you because you don't like anything that I do.
No, that's not true. No, I do. I like this song.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
But
the lyrics caught me a little off guard.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what they're about.
Yeah, you are. You're sure. Okay. Don't deny. It's okay. Demi Lovato is an open freak. Like, she's okay to say, this is who I am. Take it or leave it.
Hey, go for it, girlfriend. And let your freak flag fly.
And so if you watch the video, you see her little lips saying the first word, I want to, and she says the actual word-ish, or at least starts to say it. So if you have any question about what she could be talking about, go watch the music video.
Oh, no, I don't need to see the video. I like the song, though. I like it.
I do, too. I love it.
That's a good one.
High five on us agreeing on something.
And I think my kids can listen to that and not catch up on the innuendo.
I mean,
I think we're good.
What does she want to do? But she's brokenhearted. What could she want to do?
I don't know. Hang out by herself.
Okay.
Listen to some tunes, eat some ice cream.
Okay, my next pick for Song of the Summer, and I tweeted this one a couple of weeks, and I stand by it.
Okay.
Ish. At that point, when I did tweet about it, I had not heard another song that, in my opinion, was a contender for Song of the Summer.
Okay.
Since then, obviously, I have found others.
Mm-hmm.
I love this song so much. I'm that white girl driving through the suburbs with my moonroof or sunroof or whatever roof it is that I have on my car open, and I have this up as loud as I can get it.
I'm ready.
I don't know if you're ready for this.
Oh, I love this song.
Good, right?
I don't know any of the words, but I love this song.
Oh, I know the words.
I don't know any of the without words.
Without a follow, without a mention, you gotta pipe it up for these. You gotta be nice for what for these. See, I can't say all the words. But.
Okay, so I love this song because it samples Lauryn Hill.
See, I don't know what it samples. I just like the song.
And the song that the Lauryn Hill song that it samples is like a slow song, and it's one of those songs that, like, I listen to over and over and over again in those heartbreak days.
Yeah.
But man, this song is the jam.
I
love it.
It's so good.
Love it.
I'm surprised I'm not hearing it more. Like I said, I listen to a lot of Apple Music.
Yeah.
And the station that we're on here.
Right.
Of course, that's my alma mater. Duh.
Duh.
And they're not playing it a ton, at least not when I'm listening.
Yeah. No, I hear it on the urban station.
But it's kind of hard to really get into the clean version of it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so awkward when it's just like he's going and then all of a sudden it's nothing.
Oh.
I don't know.
Again, I don't know the words.
You should learn them and then maybe we can go driving around sometime together.
Let's do it.
It would be fun.
It's a summer date.
Yeah. Okay. Next one I just heard a few days ago and I'm surprised that I like this one so much because I'm not usually a huge fan of DJ Khaled.
Okay.
And I liked his song that he did about this time last year, I guess, I'm the One, mm-hmm. with Justin Bieber and whoever else was in it. But this song is a J-Lo song.
Oh.
And it features him, and it also features Cardi B. I didn't include Cardi B on this snippet that you're going to hear.
Okay.
But it's called Dinero.
Okay.
And that's the white girl saying it. Dinero.
Yo quiero, yo quiero dinero. Hey. Yo quiero, yo quiero dinero. Hey. I just want the green, want the money, want the cash flow. Yo quiero la venta, si, 50, si, lo siento. Yo quiero, yo quiero.
I saw, I think, like a short clip of the video, something, it may have been like on Entertainment Tonight or something with, they were talking about J-Lo. And so that's when I saw it. I think this is one that's going to have to grow on me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't dislike it. I just think I need to hear it more.
I think it's going to help so much with my Spanish speaking skills.
Oh, probably.
Yo quiero dinero. They're better already because I can say that without stumbling.
Yes. You're so, on your way.
All right. That's my third pick for Song of the Summer. I can feel your enthusiasm.
Hey, we're vibing today.
I mean, I think, and I realized about something about myself the other day. I was sending some song choices to somebody for their playlist, and they were listening to the songs as I would send them, I guess. And so I would get a song-by-song critique.
Okay.
Okay? And I feel as though the songs that I like the most in the world are songs that every single other person on this planet should love, too. And so if I recommend that song to somebody, they, too, should love it equally as much as me. Maybe a little bit more.
Both equally as well.
Yeah. And so to get a reply that said, yeah, that song sounds kind of weird. I'm not liking it. Okay, we'll try this one. You're going to love it. No, I don't like that one very much either. I've been doing this job long enough that it takes a lot to upset me as far as words go.
True.
Like I have thick skin. I know myself. I can handle a lot of things. The one thing that I now know I cannot handle is somebody telling me that they don't like my song choice. I was so upset. I was offended. Like I felt a legitimate tear welling up in my right eye.
Well, Shannon, take solace in the fact that we are 2.5 for 3 today.
Yeah.
That's good for us.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. I'm trying to decide which one I should do next. Should I stick with the Spanish theme or should I go back to the hardcore thug-loving Shannon that I really am?
Let's stick with the Spanish theme.
Okay, the Spanish theme. I'm almost willing to bet 99% right now you're not going to like this one. So prove me wrong, okay? And I'm saying that to kind of protect my heart and make sure that I don't get hurt when you reject this.
Okay.
Because I can see you doing that.
Okay.
This one is the new Camila Cabello.
Mm.
I know that you're probably still loving Never Be the Same a whole lot.
Mm.
But if you want her to speed it up just a tad bit, she works with Pharrell on this one.
Okay, that's a positive for me.
It's called Sangria Wine.
Honey says she wants somebody to break her off proper. Man, she's so relentless, so nothing can stop her. Never left the city, but she swears she's a yachty. Cause it's so awesome how I move my body.
She got the Sangria Wine, not the Sangria Wine. Move it side to side,
you think?
I don't hate it. I think it is a another one I think that's going to have to grow on me. Mm-hmm. I don't love her. And I struggle with that because I want to love her, but for some reason I don't.
I do. I do love her.
I know you do. And I know a lot of people do. And I don't know what it is about her. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
Really?
I could not pick that girl out of a lineup.
You're missing out.
And maybe that first song I liked and then they played it.
Havana?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And then after like the 862nd time I heard it, I was like, okay, I don't ever want to hear that song again. And then they played it 863 more times.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I think that to me sounds like a really good pool song.
Right? That's what you do in the summer, so that's a really good summer song. Thank you, Deontay. I'm glad that you said that.
There you go.
I think she's kind of, she reminds me a lot of Selena Gomez in that they don't age. Mm. They still have the most baby faces I think I've ever seen on human beings, mm-hmm. and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
I don't know. Hey. If you find the secret, send it over here.
For sure.
I could use some baby face on this side.
Okay, this is my last pick for Song of the Summer.
Okay.
This one, I don't really know any of the words. I just know that I love the music to it, okay?
Okay.
This one is Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fan of his or no?
Okay. I'm a fan.
Then maybe I'm gonna actually hit a home run with this last one. But his new song is called This Is America.
Okay.
And I love it.
Let's do it.
This is America. Don't got you slipping up. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area.
My area.
I got the strap.
Hey,
I gotta carry 'em. America.
And then the change up.
I just checked my following. Listen, you motherfuckers owe me.
Get your money, black man. Black man. Get your money, black man. Get your money, black man.
Black man. Isn't it so good?
I like it.
See, that's also probably another song I can't go around singing.
Probably
as a
not.
Super duper white girl. At least not in public.
No, but you can sing it in your car with the windows down.
I'll hum those words. How about that?
Yeah.
Just so I feel politically correct in every realm of my life.
There you go. That's good stuff, Shannon.
Isn't it really good?
Look at us, 5 for 5.
Well, 4.5.
Okay.
I mean, well, maybe 4. Because 2, you said, had to grow on you.
Right.
So I'm not going to take those as like 100% wins, okay. But I'll take half wins.
But hey, I didn't hate them. Like normally I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. But those are, I mean, I can see those growing on me.
So you're now admitting that you actually hate the stuff that I've given you in the past?
Not all of them.
No, you just, like before, I remember specifically sitting there and playing stuff for you on your phone. And you're like, no, it's okay.
No, no,
and now you're admitting that you actually hated it. What? So you're either all in or all out.
Typically, I am on things. Hmm. I either love them or I don't.
Okay.
I'm not very good at the midway kind of, eh.
Does it make me a needy person if it's been probably about 6 weeks since I've played any kind of music, anything for you, and I'm offended? I'm truly offended by the fact that you don't like my stuff.
I just
told you how personally I take.
But I just told you we played 5 songs today and I like them.
But back 6 weeks ago when I played you those songs, you didn't like them. And I just finished telling you like how much it hurts my heart when somebody doesn't like my stuff. And you're openly admitting now after you already lied about it that you don't like my stuff.
OMG. It doesn't make you needy. I think it makes you
passionate.
Passionate.
And right.
About what you're good at.
No, and I'm right.
And right.
Probably, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
You're wrong.
Okay, I'm wrong.
I need a minute. I hope that you can fill space with the thoughts in your head right now because I don't want to talk to you.
Oh,
I don't even
gosh.
Want to look in your direction. I don't.
This is one of those times I wish that we were videoing this as well, because this girl is throwing a straight up tantrum like one of my kids.
I don't understand it. How could you not like what I like? Like, seriously.
Here's the thing, Shannon. Us not all liking the same thing is what makes the world work.
No, that's okay.
Because even though we like different things, I respect your opinion. It doesn't mean it's bad or it's wrong. It's just not my cup of tea.
See, I'm not asking everybody in the world to agree with everybody else in the world. I'm just saying, if I like a song, all I want you to do is like it too.
Okay, I like it. Bye. Just gave you five songs.
Just go.
It's all downhill from here.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.